It's we had our first guest on this morning. Actually, just a friend of mine who lives in Dubai in the Middle East.
Oh, cool.
So we spoke to him about coming out in the Middle East and stuff like that. But no, yeah, it's nice. I don't know what the hell I'm doing as far as when it comes to the technical stuff. So I can just about,
None of us
you know,
do.
record it and put it on.
I think you learn as you go. It's one of those things.
Just remember how low the bar is. All you have to do is be just that much, and I'm holding my fingers up together, that much better than Big Fatty's show, and you're sweet. Don't worry about it.
It's an intelligent podcast.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I don't know what the hell I'm doing as far as when it comes to the technical stuff.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1488 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 9th of August 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to do a little more reading to you, and we've got voice letters, and y'all, we're going to do the wine taste testing. Bottoms up, Big Fatty! Hello, winos. Big Fatty, that's going to be us by the end of the 20 minutes. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, let me tell you. y'all, it's a good day in the... Good day in the coal mine on Tuesday. And y'all, I gotta say, one of my predictions on the dancing was correct, and the other one was, y'all, I was so close to being correct. Yes, Big Fatty, we were on pins and needles, just pins and needles. And anyway, and y'all, I can tell you that my mother, the Hatterina, y'all, she is probably in mourning right now because, y'all, her Atlanta Braves lost in the national, y'all, that is, what is that, this Garden Solid, lost in the National League sports ball playoffs. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm sure she was heartbroken, but anyway. Y'all, like I said, good day in the coal mine. Y'all, now, you know, I mentioned over the weekend I bought the case of the Mirasu Merlot, which I've had before and I thoroughly enjoy. But then I was prompted by the sales personnel to try a bottle of the Mirasu Pinot Noir, which I opened and I thoroughly enjoyed it. But y'all, I'm not real sure how to compare these two. Now I've poured an amount into two glasses, and y'all, I'm just gonna. The first thing I'm gonna do is I'm gonna smell them. Be ready, that's vulgar. And we're gonna smell the Pinot Noir first. It's gonna. Okay, and now we're gonna smell. Here, let me clear my nose. Big Fatty Vulgar. And now we're going to smell the Merlot. And y'all, there's definitely a different aroma. I want to say that the Merlot smells heavier, or I think sometimes they use the term chocolate. It smells a little chocolatey. I don't know, but it's a richer. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's a richer smell. So now, y'all, we're gonna have the first sip of the Pinot Noir. Here we go, Big Fatty. This is wonderful. I don't know that anyone's ever had a wine taste testing on a little show. Well, here we go. All right. Okay. We're gonna let Big Fatty, let me have a taste. Okay, Poodle, here you go. Oh, I like that one, Big Fatty. Alright, we're gonna let that one just kind of settle. And then we'll taste the Merlot in a second. So anyway, y'all, I tell you what, before we do anything else, let's do this. Yes, Big Freddy.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Freddy.
It's Bjorn, long time, no call. So it's that time of year again with the State Fair of Texas Fried Fat Food Update. So this year's big winner was the fried Cuban roll, which was awesome. Take a Cuban sandwich, minus the bread, put it in a nice sort of egg roll. It worked out awesomely. Then they had the fried Thanksgiving dinner, which was stuffing, sort of like boudin balls or crab balls, but it was all stuffing. And then they served it with the turkey gravy dipping sauce or a cranberry dipping sauce. They also had fried Nutella this year, and there were some weirder ones like a fried millionaire's pie, which sounded strange, and a couple other ones. But I just stuck to the basics and the fried Cuban roll, which I could have again and again and again and again. Then I'll take some Crestor, and then I would take it again and again and again. So that's it. That's all there is this year. Wasn't as exciting as it has been, but they were delicious. Thought you'd like them. And the next heart attack's on you. Bye.
Yeah, I see y'all. Do you know who that is? Y'all, that is Bjorn. Bjorn is out there in the Tejas, and y'all, he is our state fair fried food correspondent out there in the Tejas. And first of all, Bjorn, thank you so much for being our correspondent each year, and thank you for calling. It's lovely to hear your voice, and it sounds to me like even though there weren't a whole lot of special offerings this year, you know, I'm sure they always have the old standbys, you know, the fried Snickers bar or the fried Twinkie or something like that. Beh, Freddy. And you know, they're always an elephant-y. Beh, Freddy, please. But anyway, the fried Cuban sandwich or the fried Cuban roll, it does indeed sound delicious. Now, I'm wondering if they took that and they dipped it in that batter and fried it all up, and actually I think the Thanksgiving dinner sounds very creative. I think that's just a lovely idea. And Bjorn, thank you again for calling. Now, y'all, before we go to our next call, I'm going to taste the Merlot. You know, it's that full-bodied chocolatey I'm gonna try this now. Here we go.
Big Freddy, it's my turn.
Okay, hold on. Okay, I'm going to say that the Merlot is definitely it's a fuller. I don't know what the right words are, but it's definitely a bolder. A bolder wine than the Pinot Noir, but y'all, I think the Pinot Noir is quite good too. Big Freddy, let's just each just have another glass. I think Poodle's getting fucked up already. Yes, Big Freddy.
Hey, Big Freddy, this is Jim, number one funky homo. And as you know, I need advice from a southern gentleman because I'll be going down south this coming weekend. And since you're the only one in the South that I know that I didn't go to high school with that really knows me, I figured I would ask you a question.
Big Freddy, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Freddy?
Why do you call yourself Big Freddy, Big Freddy?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best way?
Time for Ask Big Freddy.
Well, thank Thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our ex Big Fatty question today comes to us from the one and only number one Funky Homo. Y'all, I believe it's the first time he's called in. Jim, what you got on your mind?
I'll probably be leaving the hotel a few times to go to a couple of barbecues from some friends of mine who moved down south. And I've been told that if there's coon at the barbecue, I should look for feet. And I shouldn't eat it if there are no... I should not eat the coon if there are no feet on it. Is that because that's where the best flavor is? Let me know. Let me know what you know about having barbecue coon. Okay? Take care.
Yeah, I gotta see, y'all, that is the number one Funky Homo. That's Jim. Y'all, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show, along with that Chris in Brussels from the channel hopping little show, and Gavin, who's the number one fan, and the other half of 2012, and the other half of Jim. And Jim, this is first of all, thank you for calling. This is an excellent question. And you know, if you're going to be heading down to the Horror Hotel this weekend, you know, it's always good to get your coon information correct. And quite frankly, my friend Skunkly said that the feet are just as good as any other part of the coon, so by all means, eat the feet, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I think I'm going to have another sip of wine after that question. Y'all, that's the first time Jim has ever called into the show. And y'all, I think I saw on the Twitty that he said that he was going to start listening to little shows. So maybe y'all, maybe he's listening to this one. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm sure he wants to hear himself. Here's the Pinot Noir again. Yeah, it's definitely lighter. I've got, yes, Big Fatty, let me taste the Merlot. Okay. Here we go. Oh, Big Fatty, I can't decide. I'm just going to have to drink both. Okay, Poodle. Well, whatever floats your boat, Big Fatty, please.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Scott. You know, Cedar69 on the Twitters. I'm calling for a couple things. First of all, I'm a day behind on your show, on your little show, and I listened to Monday's show, and the opening had a little something special that you asked people to call in, and nobody has yet. And what it was it's a musical, and there was a mystery about it, and I know something about mystery musicals, and that was No Time at All from Pippin, the musical Pippin, and the first half was from the original Broadway cast recording. And the second half was from the new revival. Oh, look, I got it. Yay. Now, my second part of calling is for an Ask Big Fatty question. So go ahead, play the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from...
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our next Axe Big Fatty question for us today comes to us from the Seda 69 out there in the California. Hey, Scott, what you got? Yes, Big Fatty.
It's about Poodle, because I hear some podcasters say Poodle McNoodle, and I hear some podcasters say Poodle McDoodle, and I've always thought it was Poodle McIncockledouya. So what is it? What's your last name? People want to know. Other than that, I love you, Big Fatty. It was great seeing you in Vegas. You are a gem, a total gem, a diamond in the rough, as it were. And that's about it. I love you. This is a Seder. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is the Seder 69 from the Seder Sphere little show. And first of all, Scott, thank you so much for calling. It's lovely to hear your voice. And second of all, this is an excellent big fatty. I'd like to take this question, if that's okay. Well, sure, Poodle. I mean, the question's about you. Yes, big fatty, I can assure you that my last name is not Poodle any cockle, do ya? But after all this wine, I might change it to that. So, but Big Fatty, as everyone who has cleaned the wax out of their ears knows, that it is Poodle MacNoodle. It's MacNoodle, and crazy Mexicans say Mac Spaghetti or something like that. But you know, that's just a crazy Mexican. Where's the wine? Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm going to go back over here and read these. What are these? These are the 25 crazy news headlines that are going to make you laugh yourself silly. Big Fatty, after this wine, I'm ATT. Y'all, Tulsa World had one. It says, one-armed man applauds the kindness of strangers. Big Fatty, how does he do that? I don't know. The Lumberjack, y'all, it says, Lady Jack's off to hot start in conference. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. The Express Times says, homicide victims rarely talk to police. Big Fatty, that's because they're dead. The Press Republican, A-Rod goes deep. Wang hurt. Big Fatty, they're all vulgar. The Daily Mail, Waterford boy, 8 saves sister's life. Waterford boy, 8 save sister's life. Oh, and then it says, I wouldn't do it again. She's been a pain this week. Oh, Lord. Yeah, the Associated Press, Pwn Star sues over rear-end collision. Big Fatty Vulgar. The New Orleans Times, Picayunes, Jets, Patriots, jump head goes Harry the ASDF. Big Fatty, that doesn't make any sense. You're right, it doesn't. Fox News affiliate, police crack found in man's buttocks. Big Fatty Vulgar. This is Gloucestershire. Girls' school still offering something special, -head. Big Fatty. The Winchester Star, study shows frequent sex enhances pregnancy chances. Big Fatty, that goes without saying. Well, why did we say it? The Daily Utah Poison Control Center reminds everyone not to take poison. Big Fatty, thank goodness. The Sun Media in London, condom truck tips, spills load. Vulgar! Associated Press, the Des Moines Register, deer with big rack female, it turns out. Big Fatty, that is just vulgar. And the last one we'll get to today, from the Herald Palladium, city unsure why the sewer smells. Big Fatty, that one just stinks. That's all I gotta say. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I mentioned it already, but at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Chris in Brussels from the Channel Crossing little show, and Gavin and Jim from the Stick It With a Poke. They were all on the Stick It With a Poke recently, and y'all, Jim is heading down to the Horror Hotel this weekend. There's a big puppet show weekend going on. Big Fatty, I hope he takes pictures of himself out by the pool. Well, I'm sure that he probably will. And anyway, Chris, do you have anything that you would like to ask the technologically savvy Big Fatty? Oh, Big Fatty!
I don't know what the hell I'm doing as far as when it comes to the technical stuff.
Oh, well, you've come to the right place. Just call into the BFO.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.